Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Each day, we invite you in a time of guided prayer and patient, quiet, meditative thought. You know, when we include prayer and this time of meditation, it is because we have a two-way conversation with the Lord. It is though that we have opened up our cell phone and we hit the green button to make a call directly to God, and we are having a conversation. It's not like we've gone to be a part of a workshop where all we do is say to God what our needs are. It is a time for Him to answer those needs, to confirm those needs, to deliver those requests, and to give us peace, power, and direction in our life. To pray one way is so short-sighted because how much God wants to speak back into your life. And I have people often say, well, Chuck, how do you know that it's God? Well, the answer in that is that you train yourself to be able to know the voice and the direction of God. And you do that over consistently carving out this time of daily quietude, daily solitude, and be able to have this time of meditative prayer. So if you knew someone that's going through a difficult season in their life, I would invite you to invite them into a season of meditative, guided prayer and meditation. In my counseling, I often invite people and say, tell me why you don't do this. And the answer is, well, it doesn't seem to work for me. And I'll say, well, how many times have you done this where you have been quiet enough and still enough, long enough, where your mind could get focused on God? And the answer is almost inevitably, well, it didn't work like that for me. We must look at this as a discipline, as if a runner is preparing for a race. And we prepare ourselves by meditating each day and waiting and training our soul and our brain and our mind on exactly how God speaks into our life. So right now, let's draw a couple of deep breaths as we prepare to meditate. You ready? This time, as you bring in that life-giving oxygen, hold it. And then send it to some part of your body that may need healing. Maybe it's a broken heart. Maybe it's a wounded relationship. Maybe it's something physical, an aching knee or a hip or a shoulder. But draw that life-giving air in and hold it and send it to your soul where you need it. And then force it out like you're ridding yourself of anxiety and the rust that has decayed our soul over the years of not spending time with the Lord. Let's breathe. You ready? And hold it. Send that oxygen and now just begin to breathe normally, but deeply. Let your muscles go from tense to relaxed. Let your eyes be able to fall. And let your soul be at peace. I want to give you these few moments of solitude and quietude so you can hear and feel God as He directs you. And I invite you, friend, don't let your intellect try to speak your way out of it being God. Receive it with the belief that it is. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back to close our time in just a few moments. You know, it may surprise you to learn that the opposite of love is not hate, Hate at least acknowledges the other person's presence. The opposite of love is something that's much, much colder, much more cruel. It's indifference. Friend, let us not be indifferent in our walk with God. Let us make this a priority to take our time of prayerful, guided meditation. I'll see you back again tomorrow at another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.